This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian officials said on Friday Russia has stepped up attempts to break through Ukraine's defenses with heavy fighting in the north and east of the country, underlining Kyiv's need for more Western weapons. The Ukrainian military said fierce battles were underway a day after Russian missiles and drones killed at least 11 people in what appeared to be a response to promises by Western nations to supply Ukraine with tanks. A top EU official says Russia has shifted its military strategy against Ukraine with indiscriminate attacks. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
In Tokyo, Stefano Sannino, the Secretary General of the EU's European External Action Service, says Moscow wants to change the story as the world rallies in support of Ukraine's defense.
Putin has moved from a concept of special operation to a concept now of a war against NATO and the West.
Sannino says helping equip Ukraine with heavy battlefield weapons is not moving the war to a different stage. His comments come soon after Germany and the US announced that they will send advanced battle tanks to Ukraine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A man armed with a Kalashnikov-style rifle has attacked the Azerbaijan embassy in Iran's capital, killing the head of security at the diplomatic post and wounding two guards. That's according to Azerbaijan's foreign ministry in a statement Friday. Iran blamed a personnel dispute over the attack, though it comes amid heightened tensions between the two countries. Find more on the story on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA app. This is VOA News. Violence is flaring again between Israel and the Palestinians, AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Israeli forces conducting a rare daytime raid in the Jenin refugee camp in the West Bank, a militant stronghold. 9 Palestinians were killed, 7 said to be militants, 1 a 61-year-old woman. Deadliest single raid in the territory in over 2 decades. Triggered angry demonstrations as mourners carried the bodies through the streets of Jenin and more clashes. While Hamas, the Islamic militant group that controls Gaza, threatened revenge. And early Friday, 2 rockets fired from Gaza, prompting retaliatory airstrikes from Israel, followed by more rockets. I'm Ben Thomas.
Haitian police officers on Thursday blocked streets and forced their way into the country's main airport to protest the recent killing of officers, Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reports.
Demonstrators, some claiming to be police officers, rioted in Haiti's capital city, Port-au-Prince, on Thursday, protesting over recent killings of police officers by armed gangs in the country. The protesters wearing hoods, flak jackets, and one with a shirt with the word police written on the sleeve roared through streets on motorbikes. According to The Force and local media reports, at least 10 officers were murdered in the Caribbean nation the past week, which has been mired in gang violence. The United Nations is discussing sending a foreign strike force to confront the criminal groups, but no country has offered to lead such a force.
Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang. U.S. health officials are working towards making coronavirus's vaccines more like annual flu shots, AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
At an advisory panel meeting Thursday, the FDA's vaccine chief, Dr. Peter Marks, says vaccinations should be made simpler.
In order to facilitate the process of optimally vaccinating and protecting the entire population moving forward.
Members voted unanimously that people should get the same formula for initial vaccinations or a booster to protect against prevalent strains. Many questions remain, like whether young people would really need yearly boosters and whether people with weak immunity might need 2 doses. Right now, more than 80% of Americans have had at least 1 COVID-19 shot, but only 16% of those eligible for the updated boosters have gotten one. Jennifer King, Washington.
Myanmar's ruling junta on Friday announced tough requirements for parties to contest an election this year, including a huge increase in their membership, a move that could sideline the military's opponents and cement its grip on politics. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.